You're tuned in to the dynamic duo.
Holy nightmare.
Not that one.
Oblique and Verratti on XCast Radio.
And welcome, everybody. This is the VO Show, the premiere. Live in the house with me is my co-caster, co-host, Verratti. Verratti, how are you doing this Saturday night?
I am doing wonderful. How are you doing, Oblique?
If I was any better, I'd be twins.
Ooh. You say that way.
Yes. I don't think the world could handle two of me.
I know I couldn't.
Also in the house with us tonight is a very special treat, and we have a surprise right at the end of this interview, so get all of your friends tuned in. This is an interview you don't want to miss, people. In the house, we have Bunny. Bunny, who has been very, very busy coding, authoring, writing ET Pro, the release that is just about to happen. It's beta right now. He's in the house with us, as well as Rain. How are you doing tonight, Bunny?
I'm doing fine.
Excellent. And how are you tonight, Rain?
Doing pretty good.
And apparently you were having some technical difficulties, Verratti?
Technical difficulties as in I forgot to hit the talk button. But hopefully now everyone can hear me, I believe.
You need me to come sit over there and push that button for you?
Oh, I can only wish.
Well, people, if you're not tuned, if your friends are not tuned in, there we go. Go ahead and get them to come on in. It is irc.intothegame.com/XCast. We also have a channel on Game Search. It is /X-Cast. You can find us in either place. I guarantee this is one show you're not going to want to miss. You can check out our website, www.x-cast.net, and check out our sponsor. We are now part of the ND80 network, ND80USA.net. As I'm going to go ahead and give all of my friends here on the channel a few spiked drinks. Everybody seems to be a little bit shy tonight. We're going to have some questions for Bunny in just a few minutes. I was trying to stall and give all of you a chance to go ahead and get your friends tuned in, since this is the biggest ET news in a while, and probably will be the biggest ET news for a while. So get your friends tuned in. We will be taking your questions in #XCast on ETG, that's irc.intothegame.com, and also on Game Search, #X-Cast.
Yep, and as Oblique was saying, if you got any questions for any of us here, Oblique, myself, Bunny, Rain, whoever, let us know. We're all over the place. Give me your Oblique a PM or something, and... you know, if you like, I can send you nudie pictures of Oblique, whatever you like.
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay. I don't have any yet, but I'm trying.
Yeah, we're going to leave that one alone. You can get one of Bunny if you want to. Bunny might comply.
That's quite all right. It doesn't look like Bunny really cares. Sorry, Bunny, didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
I'm up for nudie pics of Oblique.
Yeah. Anyway, let's see. How about we begin with the questions? How about that, Bunny?
Oh, that's fine with me.
Okay, first one I'll go out to you here. ET Pro 2.1 here is... In beta tonight here, and I believe we might have a little something special for everyone tuned in, but how long do you think it'll take before the final version is ready to go and be released?
Actually, it just depends on how much the other developers continue to slack. We have, basically, we're nearing the end. I'd say probably another week to get the last bugs worked out. Basically, we've kind of gone into a feature freeze, and we're just pounding out the last remaining critical bugs, and then we'll release it to some of the league admins to test, and then hopefully we'll be able to start they'll be able to use it for the next season starting here and soon.
Now, Bunny, what are some of your main bugs that you're finding? And here's the second part of this question. If one of your beta testers finds a bug, do they report it to you, or do they have a way to, how do they, what's the process?
Well, right now we have a closed beta test. We have a private forum where basically people who have been invited to participate will get all the information they need to connect up to the server, and then basically that's where we intend all the discussion, you know, about bugs and whatnot. So if someone finds a new bug, then they'll post to a thread, and everyone else can, you know, confirm it, post demos and whatnot. It seems to, you know, work out pretty well.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, now apparently you've made some changes to battery and to fuel dump, and for those who are tuned in, which apparently we already have quite a few, you're a popular guy, can you tell all of the people tuned in who haven't had a chance to play it what changes you did make?
Oh, basically, there was two maps, two stock maps, that the leagues wanted to try and use, but they turned out to be just really unbalanced in favor of defense, and it was basically screwing up stopwatch competition. It was basically fuel dump and battery. If you've ever played those maps, you know how difficult they are for the offense. So basically, I just made a couple of changes to those two maps to make them a little bit more offensively biased, make it, you know, easier to actually set some times on those maps instead of ending up, you know, with 3 hours of double full holds. Battery, basically, I made the back door dynamitable, and then in order to compensate for that, Axis can spawn at the bunker as long as the command post is built. So it kind of gives Axis, you know, a reason, you know, to protect that area, and it gives basically two different, you know, paths to the objective. It makes it a little bit more balanced in favor, you know, towards offense. And in fuel dump, basically made it so the allies can spawn at the command post in the garage if they build it. Gives Axis kind of a reason, you know, to actually come out and you know, try and take out the command post instead of, you know, just camping the fuel dump. And it also you know, cuts the travel time for allies when they're attacking the fuel dump, because it takes, you know, about 30 or so seconds just running from spawn to reach, you know, the fuel dump.
Right. Now, I have sort of a follow-up question to that one, Bunny. You done pretty much, like, extensive testing with, like, game settings, like 6-on-6 or 7-on-7s, rather, with the new maps? And if so, how's that turned out?
We had a couple semi-open beta tests where we've invited people, you know, who are idling in some of the clan and league channels to, you know, to participate in some of the changes, and they've been pretty well received. It wasn't really, you know, serious testing, but you know, something like 8 or 10 on 10 or whatever. But the changes are pretty well received. Basically, the general feeling is that the changes to the maps make them actually suitable for reasonable play now. Whereas leagues, you know, were excluding them because they were, you know, kind of brain damaged. Now they're actually reasonable candidates for competition.
And okay, a little bit of a follow-up to that. I'm assuming you think that it's going to be received pretty well into the entire ET community?
I can't see how the maps would be any worse. I don't think it's a step backward in any way. of course, it's still, you know, entirely up to the leagues, you know, whether they want to use these maps in, you know, in competition or not. But given the fact, you know, that some of the leagues were actually excluding them because they, you know, weren't suitable, I don't really see it, you know, being a problem.
Well, we already have quite a few questions coming in, Bunny, from IRC, so I'm going to go ahead and go over a couple of them with you and Rain. Whoever wants to answer it, please feel free. The first question comes in from Artist. Artist asks, to ask you about the tank MG accuracy and kill-death ratio. And I asked him exactly what he meant, and he said that when you kill someone with the tank or crew served MG, but it doesn't always record the kills or deaths for the other people, so the hits don't register, and you always have a 0% accuracy. Have you done anything about that?
Oh, wow, that's the first time I think we've heard of that particular bug. Really, if you guys, you know, really should be reading the forums and posting. I mean, if you have a, you know, if you found a bug or something you suspect is an issue like that, you really should be reading the forums and posting, you know, what you find. This is, you know, that particular bug is a complete surprise to me, so.
All right, there you go, guys. If you have a bug that you've seen, go ahead and post on his forums, and that is at bunny.anime.net, correct?
That's correct. /ETPro, and you should have a link at the very top that has a link to the discussion forums. You'll have to sign up, you know, with an email and address and register, but then you can post in the forums. Basically, I think I'd prefer to learn about bugs, you know, in the forums rather than, you know, in interviews on XCast.